All right. Before we get into the episode, just want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for subscribing and dropping a nice 5-star Frog Splash review on Apple Podcasts and subscribing on Spotify, sharing, following us on Twitter at Melted Cocoa Pod, Instagram at Melted Chocolate Pod. So with that being said, let's get into the show.
Niggas be nervous on the mic. I'm real comfortable. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Me, my weed is broke. All my bitches go up. Where you from? So what? All y'all niggas so tough. All you niggas so broke. All my niggas so up. California soda. And I'm still a owner. And I'm on my shit. Smelling my aroma. Fuck you niggas, watch this. Rollie with no toxic. Oops,
all right, what's good?
Jesus.
I'm up there.
I'm trying to fix it.
Tomorrow. I'm up there. I come in hot every time.
Every time.
All right. Welcome into Melted Chocolate, folks. Episode 23, Michael Jordan. Oof. Oh, next week's going to be a special episode.
Oh, man.
It is. Be a special one. You know who it is. I'm not the exalted one anymore, so. The average guy, AP.
Oh, the average guy?
You know, we got ones and two webs.
C-Web on the ones and twos.
All right, we got a special guest. We'll get it to him in a second. But first, we got our producer here, Charles P.
He's producing this episode.
Off in the distance, he's got the would you rather, not me. So, what you got, Chuck?
All right, boys. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green? Or never have to stand in line again.
Never have to stand in line again. I'm about to get picky, but what else?
All traffic lights are green, or never stand in line.
The only thing about all traffic lights are green is like, what if you got to turn?
Merge well, that's accident.
So it's like, yeah, it's like
that's mad. Yeah,
I hate standing in lines anyway. Somebody,
I'm standing in line. That's an easy one because like. If all wait, are they only green for us?
Yeah, only green for you.
Like we have our own lane,
yeah, like
pretty much.
Every time you're going through, you're just like cruising right through. You don't stop.
Okay, that's different.
I mean, but like, how often do you find yourself waiting in line for anything? So,
I mean, if you go to Disney World or
you go to a theme park, boom. Right. If you're at the store, boom.
Mm-hmm. People got to pay extra to cut in line.
Oh yeah, you're
at
right.
Disney World.
So. Yeah. Sometimes there's lines at bathrooms. Boom.
Yeah. I go with no lines.
There's lines to see Atlantis for some reason.
Yep. Boom.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go no lines. Final answer, Charles
yeah.
B.
Yeah, no lines.
Yeah, we're all in the greens here.
What about you, Chuck?
I don't know. I find myself driving more than anything. Mm. I feel like I'd probably like the just all green lights.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right, Chuck's all green lights.
Always
that's cool.
Never having to stop it while I'm driving. It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. It's like a perk.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we got a nice special guest on the show today. You know, nice gym enthusiast, as you would say.
Fitness guy.
Fitness guru. We got Sean Claremont.
Yo, what up, what up?
What up with you, boy?
Thank you for having me.
All right. AKA KC.
KCS Strength _ on Instagram.
KC Strength.
KC.
Yeah.
KC. Is there an S?
Yeah, KC Strength _
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. No, you good.
Sheesh.
No, we good. It's all right. No, it's all right.
But how y'all boys living? How you living, Cody?
I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
I'm better.
Well, you were bad earlier?
Well.
Down bad.
Yeah, just feeling meant like just.
Oh, because of recent.
Yeah, I was feeling good now.
What about you, Sean? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, man.
Good, good, good.
Feeling good. Doing pretty good.
So we got Sean on the show. Who's Sean, you might ask? I'm going to let him tell you guys a little bit about himself real quick.
So, it go way back just about like the whole fitness thing. It really started, I think it really piqued my interest in my sophomore year when I was playing football because just like the constant grind of just that entire summer. So quick fun fact, I actually quit my freshman year of high school, or just I quit the football team.
Okay.
So reason for that being, we didn't have bad coaches, but I mean, I was taller than the wide receivers and I wanted to play wide receiver, and they had me at tight end. Mind you, I'm like, what, 140 soaking wet.
Right.
Having to, you know, you got to block against like dudes who like 100, probably 200 pounds heavier than me. So I was just like, man, this isn't working out. You know, our wide receivers were probably like 5'4", 5'5", at the tallest.
Short.
So I was
how tall are you?
5'10", 5'11". Okay. Yeah.
And where did you play high school ball at?
THS.
Ugh.
So then I was just like, man, this ain't working out. Coaches are getting on me. I didn't really have like the mentality back then to like stick through it. I just, as soon as like that roadblock hit, I dipped. So I quit. Come to find out, our freshman team went undefeated. I was like, are you kidding me?
Could have been a part of it.
For real. I really did.
Or if you were on a team, they wouldn't have gone undefeated because you dropped the game winning touchdown pass. So, I mean, it goes both ways.
I mean, but we was old school, though. We was running the ball, like, every play. So, yeah, that's why.
We
was running the ball, like, every play. So, then I was like, all right, I'm not about to go out like that. So, I went back my sophomore year, and then I trained my ass off over the summer. Like, just went to, I think we had, like, Monday through Thursday practice. It got to the point where my mom was tired of taking me to practice.
Right.
That it was, like, that consistent. And then that's where it really just peaked. I'm like, all right, if I stay consistent and get into this mentality, I can just, you know, build from there. So afterwards, I think that was like the last time I played football. It was just during high school. And then, you know, I was on and off in the gym, like here and there, like after graduation.
Right.
It didn't really set in for me until like 2017. Like, this is what I wanted to do. I was in the gym, but I was still trying to figure out what I want to do with my life.
Cool.
Then about, you know, between 2018, 2019, I really had to sit down and be like, all right, what am I going to do moving forward? So I had to sit down. I told Cody like a couple days ago. That's when I was like working at Home Depot. I didn't even have a car. I was still using my mom's car.
Home Depot. We all got Home Depot roots. We got Publix roots. We got Home Depot roots.
Small world, you know.
In the lumber section, slanging the wood.
You need some wood? I got you.
That's crazy.
So, you said you really decided to pursue this gym and fitness thing sophomore year, right?
Well, last year.
It
planted the seed my sophomore year.
So you really decided to become serious last year.
Yeah.
Now, what was your motivation like in sophomore year? Like, hey, you know, or did someone motivate you, or how did that come about?
It just grew within, man, because like just quitting, the fact that I quit and I could have been a part of that. And then, you know, I wasn't going to go out like that. So I just went and just worked my ass off that entire summer. That like at the end of my freshman year, I was keeping up with the players. I'm like, hey, when summer practice shows up, somebody tell me. And then I'm listening to announcements at school. I'm sitting up here asking everybody, yo, when's tryouts, when's practice? All right, they told me the date. I'm like, hey, I'm going to school, gonna go to practice, and then just went on from there. So just recently I was just thinking about, all right, you know, let me get my personal training certification so I can, you know.
Oh, there's a certification.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you had to be certified.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Technically there's multiple ways.
Okay.
The traditional route is to get your certification, but you really don't have to, as long as you like you study everything about like the muscles in the body. Mm-hmm. And basically like you can turn someone who's, you know, who could weigh X amount of pounds and give them a program that legit works. And then by what, let's say like 2-3 months, boom, you know, they're where they want to be then some.
Yeah. So, cause, before Cody started training with you,
mm-hmm.
he did. DJ Dave came to me asking for a program, right? And because I personally want to be a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go back to school, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if you really need to go back to school for a personal trainer, but
if. Oh, sorry to cut you off. So there is, you could get your bachelor's in sports science.
Right.
And then athletic training as well. So depending on what route you really don't have to have a certification, but some places will require one. Yeah. So that's why I'm getting mine. So just so
I know our gym requires one.
Oh yeah, of course. So. Yeah. All local gyms and everywhere is like you have it, you'll need it. It's just like
this is a certification and wait.
Yeah, this you is need certification. Okay. At our gym at least.
Yeah. Okay. All local gyms are like any places you'll need some type of certification. But but they have multiple programs, so it's like whatever is the cheapest or not necessarily the cheapest, but more bang for your buck.
Okay.
So
you do just weight training? You do like both. Fit, like cardio stuff?
Yeah. So strength training, athletic training, basically what you see will be on the field. We'll do like speed training, acceleration, agility, coordination. I think I already said conditioning. And then getting back into the gym, then we'll basically try to work on like explosive movements, balance. I think that Monday that you saw us, we were doing balance.
Yeah, I saw you guys and I was like, I can't do all that yet, big man.
Oh, no, you can, man.
It's crazy like how we just like, we go in there and look, to us it's just like normal shit, but to like everybody else.
Like the outside eye, like, yeah, mm-hmm. to like, me it's
oh,
normal.
Oh shit, like it looks right. hard.
Yeah.
But, like I can't do that yet because I don't know, I have a really bad ankle.
Mm-hmm.
So the stuff you were doing, I can't really do. I am doing like exercise and stuff to get my ankle strength up. Mm-hmm. And I see stuff on your page too that I want to start mm-hmm. doing, but like the stuff specifically, like the, mm-hmm. what was it called?
The resistance band.
Yeah. That stuff. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
It would just start hurting me. So
there's definitely some exercises that, oh, my bad. Go ahead, bro.
I didn't say no.
Oh, my fault. I thought I'd be hearing them.
It's all good.
But no, there are some strength, ankle rehabilitation exercises. Do you happen to have like a resistance band by chance?
I can get one. That's no problem.
I was about to say, because like what I do every day just to strengthen my ankle, because it's also injury prevention. You just like put it around your foot at the top of your foot, and you know, and you pull all the way to where you're rotating your foot. You'll build that strength in your ankle.
Cool, cool, cool. So let's get into how you two met, because you guys, I met you officially yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been working out together for...
Actually, no. I met him in, like, 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, we were in, like, the same speech class.
Bro, I meant to ask. Did you also have a psychology, too? Because...
With the big lady?
Yeah, yeah. With the red hair. Totally forgot her name.
Miss...
She
was, like, the biggest... Like, she was big.
But she was really cool, though.
Yeah, like, she was cool.
Yeah, like, she, like... The way she taught psychology, I was like, dog, like, this is, like, she made psychology
teaching
fun.
Speech.
Yeah, honestly, right. I wish she did.
So I forgot her name.
Y'all met 2015 in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then y'all just, y'all keep in contact, or did y'all, like, just
just
separate? Now,
I think we, like, once I left that class, I didn't really see him much. And then I was at Fay Park one time, and him and his goons pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
Not the goons.
Yeah.
It was him and like a girl and somebody else. And then like we just played like 3-on-3 or whatever, and that was like the second to last time I saw him.
Yeah. I would occasionally see him like at stores.
Yeah.
Like I think I would see him like if I'm like out at a store, be like, hey, what's up, bro?
And right, then when we pulled up to the gym like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then that's when I had my beard was cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's
what I wanted. That you spoke of that. I wanted to ask you because every time that we've worked out, you had to stop because mm-hmm. of iron deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that hasn't happened to me since.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you like, what was, because I know y'all been working out for a while. Like, has that happened or like mm-hmm. what's up?
It happened like because I had like a do-rag on, so I didn't have a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first day I go out there and train with him, he's got me like dragging him, trying to like run. Yeah. Run like 40 yards dragging him.
Yeah.
And like I came back and I was like damn near like my do-rag was on too tight, but it was like you could like I was just about to like pass out. I just didn't feel good and I just mm-hmm. left. Like as soon as I got there, I was like, bro, I can't go out like this.
Yeah.
So then I had to go back.
And then, it just never happened again.
No, it never happened again.
It's been a wrap.
Cool. Thankfully it hasn't.
I felt bad.
Weird, bro.
Yeah, I felt bad. I'm like, dang, that probably wasn't like the very first thing.
Right.
I shouldn't have been like the first thing that I put him through. But I used it as a warm up because I'm like, all right, you know, get the body warmed up.
I mean, you're advanced though.
I mean, still though, it's like
he's a beginner. Look at him.
I mean,
the boy needs to eat.
Man,
nah, Cody's getting bigger though.
Nah, because when we
I posted a picture on my Snapchat. If y'all need your PS4s cleaned, hit me up. By the way,
hey, come on.
I put a picture of him on a Snapchat after I cleaned his PS4. Everyone was swiping out. They're like, yo, when did Cody get so swollen? I was like, shit,
yo,
I don't know.
Yo, for real, yeah, I see he be getting stronger in the gym. I'm just like, dog, it's crazy.
Because he's always been cut.
Yeah.
Like, even if he eats, like terribly, he's always been the most cut out of me, him, and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been the bigger one, obviously.
I mean, we always need a big man on the team. That's straight.
No, we can't have him on our team, bro.
Oh, come on.
Oh, in basketball?
we can't. We'll have him like for like, I say two possessions, and then.
No, I'll give you a good. I'll give you a good game.
Yeah,
but if we go to a second game, something's gonna happen. I'm gonna hurt my ankle.
Oh man! All right, so whenever
my ankle gets right, if it gets 100% right, I'll be back out there.
He be getting the boys out there.
Oh yeah, we need.
I'll be
a
back
man.
Out there.
Yeah,
trust.
I mean, I'm 6'4" right now. I'm 295.
Oh yeah, easy. So, that's barbecue chicken down there.
Oh, I don't want to be 295. The goal is to get to a leanish 250.
Yeah,
I want to have some fat because I don't like looking yoked. Chiseled. Yeah, I don't like that look. I want to have some fat, maybe 15%.
Oh yeah, I gotta get on that scale that you got.
Yeah,
just to see.
Dark. I just got a scale that has your body mass, and body fat, and all that.
Oh,
water,
like the water weight and everything.
All that is dope.
Nice. My heaviest was like 222. So I'm just like jacked, like none of my clothes fit. Mm-hmm. But then like I looked in the mirror, I'm like, dog, I look unhealthy. Like, no, I didn't like that look either. Like, can't even like run a mile. Probably couldn't even run down the street without, you know, keeling over. So
that's how I am now, because I was really on my healthy tip before all this coronavirus stuff kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it did and we was like doing quarantine, I gained that quarantine 19.
Oof.
That COVID-19. I gained the COVID-19. I probably gained more than that.
19? More
I don't 19? Know. I was sitting at 270.
Dang.
When this started.
Man, you should have
damn near 19.
Man, you should have been out.
And now I'm 295.
Man, you should have been out there with us, man. So, I would have helped you out.
I'm getting back into it. I got a program that I'm doing now.
Dope.
And then after I finish this program, I might come out with y'all.
Yeah, man.
It depends because your schedules are way different than mine.
Yeah, since I also train guys for basketball as well, I'm just trying to work around everybody's schedule right now. So it's like right now it's smooth. It's just because of the weather.
Right.
So it's just like having like playing around like gym time and then go out doing conditioning. And then sometimes I'll have to do conditioning after like our lifting sessions. And then,
right.
You know, it's just the schedule is fine. But if more people start to join, then it's like, all right, I might have to start doing like individual sessions.
Now, do you like, you just do this for the sake of teaching people or do you charge people?
So right now charging people right now has been like my biggest, it's not that I haven't been wanting to, I just wanted to make it equal. So when I first talked to Cody about it, he told me about his situation. I'm like, all right, bro, since you've been coming out here consistently as a thank you, I won't charge you.
Right.
Just as long as you also just come out with me as well, or just whenever, you know, we can always work out a schedule. All right, that's fine. I'm not going to worry about charging you. Now, my basketball guys, some of them do have jobs, but right now I'm doing it for more experience. So when I do this in the future, I'm like, all right, I can set my price. So right now it's just really like experience, getting my feet wet, just getting used to like having people, like just scheduling people. All right, scheduling workouts. All right, what type of workouts we're going to do. It's just really just learning and experiencing. Yeah.
That's how I am. I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask you. That's how the same thing I am with my photography.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like charging people, but like Cody says, he says, know your worth and then triple it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, because I'm still learning. I feel like I've been doing it for a while, but I feel like I'm still learning. So when people come for shoots, a lot of times I won't charge them because I'm learning as I'm doing your shoot, and I don't want to charge you and then give you something that's terrible.
Definitely.
And then it ruins my rep.
No.
So
the thing is too, the reason why I haven't charged is because it's like, to me, it's a privilege that these guys work out with me and they allow me to train them. So I don't want to charge them and be like, dang, like I'm not getting better. I'm not getting stronger from my basketball guys. I'm like, man, we've been working on my jumper for like X amount of weeks and, you know, I don't feel any improvement. I don't feel nothing. I'm going to go work out with somebody else. And that's why I'm not charging people because I don't want to charge any. And I wasn't even going to charge anybody like something ridiculous. This is going to be something reasonable that in payment, all right, show me consistency. Show me hard work. Show me that, you know, I'm not going to promise. It's not going to be like a cookie cutter program that, look, you're going to get better by, you know, like all these gym enthusiasts. Yeah, something like that. No, it's like if you show up and you put the hard work in, you will see the results. But the reason why I haven't charged, like I said, was because what if they feel like my training isn't up to par? Oh, somebody's getting better over here or with a better trainer. All right, I'm going to go train with them.
Right.
So that's why I haven't really bothered to charge anybody either.
Mm. You got something to say?
No.
You like had something you were gonna say right after, so
no.
I don't know, but I want to ask both of y'all. My thing is, I get in the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grinding hard,
mm-hmm.
and then at some point it's just like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna slack off.
Mm.
Now, I want to ask both of y'all what like. Because y'all have been pretty consistent from what I see.
Mm-hmm.
What are your tips for like everybody? Like if they're going down off that motivation, off that high of getting fit, what are some tips that y'all have for people to get right back into it?
Go ahead, dog. I'm going to pass it to you first.
I know you're not like a fitness guy, but no, I still want
to. I would say like there are times like I just want to cancel or nothing like that. But like he was saying, like he was like, like, oh, like, he was just willing to, like, help me out with what I had going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like I, like, owed it to him to just, like, keep going out there. And still, like, you're getting better, and like, with everything you do. Because, like, every time, like you said, we've been mad consistent. Because, like, next thing I know, like, it's leg day, like, the next day. And then
mm-hmm.
My legs are already dying. But I feel like myself getting stronger. And I love chasing that, like, that sore feeling. Pause. But, like... when you're, cause you know you feel that pump,
mm-hmm.
and like you like look bigger in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the best.
That's yeah. all. That's all I chase, bro.
You look in the mirror like, oh, wee.
That's yeah. all I chase.
That shirt kind of,
yeah.
That shirt kind of tight on the
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, my circumstances is different because, the way I look is just my genetics, honestly. Because I, like you said, I could eat like a pig mm-hmm. or not eat at all and still look the same. But,
mm-hmm.
I do look at myself differently when I have that pump going. And, like, I feel it, like, when I'm in bed, like, and I'm waking up sore and shit. But, like, that's, what, like, what I really chase after.
Yeah.
Honestly.
What about you?
So, there's multiple facets. Some people just could lose motivation. Some people be like, all right, well, I'm not seeing results. And
that's
just
a big one.
They could just, you know, like, all right, well, you know, if nothing's changing, why should I keep doing this? A couple ways will identify like your workout program. Are you having fun with it? Is it routine? Is it routine to the point where it's boring? Because I've had that happen to me multiple times. I'm like, man, I'm not seeing no results. I'm like, all right, well, something got to change. Is it how I'm eating? Are you just not lifting enough weight? All right, identify why you're not lifting enough weight. Are you not lifting properly?
Right.
If that is, then identify some of your problems and change it. Because some of the lost motivation is like small stuff that we could tweak. We're looking at it as a whole, like, all right, well, I just lost my motivation. Well, all right, well, identify it. Identify why you're losing it. And I think another big one is like, it's a lifestyle, man. It's like, you're going to have those moments where it's like, oh, like, I'm not. It's like nothing's changing. Like right now for me, it's like I honestly like I battle motivation because sometimes like I'm being consistent. I'm like, dang, I don't feel like I'm getting the necessary feedback or just seeing like growth.
Mm-hmm.
But then like I'll be honest, like the next week, boom, like I get a lot of feedback. So you just got to be patient. Don't lose that end goal. Definitely for those who are losing motivation, don't lose the end goal. Identify the problem because you can change the problem, and by any means ask for help. I think that's like the biggest thing that people still struggle with. It's like asking for help. You could, you know, there could be somebody in there that is consistent and they're willing to help you out. Some of them just might be assholes and just, you know, just be like, oh, well, you know, so definitely just.
And don't lose that, like, I'll admit to you, I've never been overweight, but like, don't lose that, like you said, the end goal. Like if you just remember those times, like you'd be like, damn, I wish I wasn't overweight. Just remember those times you've been saying all that.
Right.
Yeah.
So would you say, like, if someone's in a rut and they're not feeling motivated, is it okay for them, like, maybe take a day off and collect themselves and then get back on it? Or do you think it's better for people to just keep pushing?
Keep pushing. I'm okay. telling you, because there's been days where I'll be going in there when he and I were going out consistently. I'm like, damn, I don't want to go. And not even because of the fact that we were going to have, like, a bad workout. I just didn't want to go. And then we would go out there and you have a bomb workout. So yeah, just go.
Great afterwards.
It's been, like, it's been so many times. Like you said, like, I wasn't even trying to go out there, but, like, I don't know, I feel like everybody has, like, a competitive spirit, mm-hmm. and, like, everything that he does, like, I try to, like, at least one-up it, like.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I know he's way stronger than me on the bench, but, like, I'm at least trying.
Oh, dog.
What is your bench?
Bench is 245 right now, but, oh, yeah, he warmed up me yesterday, so.
You got more than 245?
No, no, we was doing lays yesterday.
Oh, what's your squat max?
Squat 275, but we were doing hex bar, like squats, deadlifts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking like squat. Yeah, yeah. I was like, damn, I lifted more than you.
Yeah.
Because last time I benched, I'm probably not this strong right now, but my max was 265.
Mm-hmm.
And then squat was touching fours.
Mm. Nice.
And then deadlift was touching fives.
Man, so you about to hit the 1,000 yeah, club, basically.
I need to get back to that.
Yeah, bro. And I try to tell everybody, I'm like, bro, like, you're capable of doing it. Like, don't downplay yourself. Don't talk bad about it. Like, you're capable of anything. Like, just,
right.
It's like, it's just really about just getting out and doing it. I'm just like, all right, well, if you're having problems getting out and doing it, grab a friend, bro. Like, honestly, like.
Yeah, To combat his point about just keep pushing, like, you can, I think you should take, like, a day off just for your mentals, but, like, as long as you have somebody accountable, like,
yeah, someone keep you accountable,
yeah, like,
bro,
yeah,
that too, I was gonna also say about that, just go anyway. Worst case scenario, do something small, go on the treadmill, take a jog,
but you might find motivation there too.
Honestly, right. Like, you could just be doing something simple, you'd be like, oh, nah, man, like, let me crank it up, and then boom, workout. It's something, something so simple. And you just might see somebody else and be like, man, I know I'm better than that, or I could compete with that.
Yep.
Easy.
Okay, that's cool. Yep. This really helped me. I'm really soaking this in like a sponge. Cause
were you talking about yourself?
What are you talking about?
About the...
Oh, no, he said in the beginning, like, if we had advice for, like, those who, like...
Yeah, were you talking about yourself?
I'm one of them, yeah. Okay. Because that's another big thing that happened to me. It's going good.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a personal trainer at our gym. Mm-hmm. He's not there anymore, but... after he would train me, I was consistent, boom, boom, boom. I was losing weight.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I was down to 265. And then one day I was just like, you know, I'm just going to, you know, stay home, chill.
Yeah.
Next day I was like, take another day. That day turned into a week. That week could turn into a month.
I'm telling you. And then it was
just back to square one.
Yeah.
Put all the weight back. Now I'm back to almost 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm back at the gym going tomorrow. Man. So
another thing too, grab someone who's wants to be just as consistent as you, because if you grab someone who's wishy-washy, man, they'll be in there 2-3 days a week. Working out with Cody, when I was running, like, before he would come out, I'd just be jogging. You remember we used to, like, jog the like, on, I think it was like Monday, Wednesdays, we would go to Sandpoint. You remember I would have us jog that little strip.
Yeah.
Bro, now I would jog before him, and I'm just like, dog, I'm the one trainer. I can't let him beat me. So I got to stay in front of him the entire time. I might be tired, but I keep jogging just so he don't overlap me.
Right.
So it's just like competitiveness. And he and I played basketball on the court, so I know what he's capable of when he, like, when he puts, yeah,
he's a hooper. Don't let him fool you,
dog. I'll be calling him.
Cody's a hooper.
I'll be calling him Weapon X, like, when we train, because it's like you can't game plan for him. It may not seem like he can, like, doing the eye test, but then when he get out there, it's like, oh shit,
deceptive athleticism,
exactly.
So that's why you should have played football, bro.
Man, there's a whole story behind that.
Moms didn't want to sign the papers.
What you want me to do?
Would have been a superstar.
Oh, man.
Coach said, oh, where's Cody? T don't want to play.
Man, that's crazy.
So let's talk more about the in-gym stuff. I want to talk about form because a lot of people, they have improper form and they don't get the right gains. They end up hurting themselves.
Yeah.
So how important is form in the whole workout process?
Form over everything.
Like form before. Because a lot of guys I see, like a bunch, they have a whole bunch of weight, but their form is terrible. Like, especially with like lateral raises, things like that, where you're not supposed to have that much weight. It's more about form. So just talk about that for a little.
So when I'm at the gym, and since I want to be a trainer, I look at everybody's form, not to like make fun of them or mock them, but this is something that I'm looking at. So when I'm training people, it's a basically I'm taking notes. It's like what not to do. I think it may have been yesterday I saw someone squatting and they, I think they had like 205 on there and they weren't even like hitting depth. So when I teach people to squat, it's like 90 degrees as if you're sitting in a chair. That's basically how you want it to be. So if, to me, if you're not hitting that, you know, you're you're not really getting the full range of motion, therefore working your entire, like your leg muscles or any or anything. So basically form over everything. So if you have to strip the bar down completely and practice form, it's like practice how you play. So you work on your form first and then you add weight. So when he and I are squatting, I'll have us do like the bar. We do the bar on bench and then squat just to warm up, because you don't want to slap on some weight and then your shoulder might be out of alignment, or, you know, you might be a little bit crooked on the bench and then that just messes up your whole workout. And then you wonder why you have that pain in your back or shoulder. You just can't get out. So it's like form over everything.
Now, again, not again, but continuing, we got form, we got weight. Let's talk about diet.
Diet,
because that's a huge thing for me. I'm pretty well versed in the gym. It's the diet part that I'm still like a novice at.
So I, my biggest thing that I've came across is people like the whole thing about carbs. People be like, okay, carbs are good, carbs are bad. I'm just like, at that point, I try not to like tell people like how to eat. I'm just like, all right, go do the research. And basically let the internet and let sources tell you about good carbs, because carbs are good. You want your proteins, carbs, and your fats. So for me, I really focus on, well, because I have a fast metabolism. So essentially, like you guys said earlier, you could, I could eat whatever I want. And it basically won't, I won't notice a single thing.
Nice.
I mean, the only, bro, the only downfall really is like you're constantly eating. Like it's like you're a slave to your metabolism, because I find myself constantly having to eat. I'm just like, dog, I just ate.
Right.
So it's like, then it's like when you go to this grocery store, it's like, all right, am I shopping for the week, or am I shopping for 2 weeks, or am I just shopping for a day? Because the majority of the food could be eaten within a week and then I got to go back. But as far as dieting, you just got to watch like how much protein you take, how much carbs and your fats. As far as what to eat, I've been eating chicken lately. Chicken is a good source of protein, especially for those who are wanting to lose and gain weight.
And the peanut butter sandwiches come in handy.
Dog, this man stay on that.
I told him.
Man, come on.
Dog. I told him, bro, eat peanut butter and jellies.
Yes.
I mean, you don't even have to put the jelly on there.
I just put peanut butter, and then I put a glob of honey on for everybody.
I was about to say.
That's it. And you'll be straight.
At that point, just get a scoop of peanut butter. You straight.
Yeah.
Just rice. I took a nutrition class this past semester, so I learned about unrefined and refined grains. So brown rice is good. White rice is not recommended, but I mean, you're still getting your carbs. Eat a lot more greens. If it comes in a can, it's bad. If it comes in a bag, it's bad. Basically like whole foods, things that you cook natural, that's fine too. As far as like fats and oils, like if you order a pizza, obviously it, when you microwave it, it has all the fat and grease underneath the pizza. Just watch what you eat. I always try to tell people when you go out to restaurants, like they specifically have a section for those who are watching their weight or want to eat healthy. So, I mean,
where?
really? Where? I think, where was it? Because I think like
Beef's got that?
Beast don't have that.
I think
five cheeseburger.
I think Yeah, basically. I think that one menu was at Chili's, I think, and that's when I was going with the guys I was hanging out with. I would order off that like every time. I would get like a big old.
Oh, you said section in the menu.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant section like. Yeah, this is where you sit if you want to.
Oh, no, no. Oh.
I was like, bro, when do they do that?
Hey, sir, are you trying to lose weight? Oh. Man, I'm a seat right here.
Nah, okay? That would be bad. But for real. I'm like, yeah, you in the back. But no, they got sections on the menus for like healthier eating. Mm-hmm. So if like, if you want like a healthier, lighter section, that's not as, it's not really as fitting, but it's healthy, then of course. Mm-hmm. So, to wrap it up, man, just like more greens, nothing in a can. If you do have to get anything in a can, read that nutrition label. More protein, eggs, chicken, just basically just eat things in moderation.
Right.
Like basically like flip that diet on its head. Like,
yeah. And now, what about like portion control? How important is that?
That is it. Well, it really depends. So if you're trying to lose weight, portion control is key. Now, if you're trying to put on weight, obviously you might eat like what 5 to 6 times a day, or no, you'll probably eat like 5 times a day with snacks in between. But if you're trying to lose weight, then yes, portion control, and then that's where all those proteins and those carbs come in, and as well as hydrating too. Because I know there's some people that do stick to as far as like sodas, or like every once in a while. I'm just like, well, that once in a while, like if you're really about it, can't be at all. Like,
so you don't believe in like cheat days?
Oh yeah, you can have a cheat day, but it's just like, how often will your cheat day be?
Right.
So it's like, if you're having like a, let's say if you have like a solid month, oh yeah, you deserve a cheat day. And then if you go on about it, you can schedule your own cheat days.
So like once a month is a good time.
I would say, let's say if you're really good about it, you could probably have one in the beginning. Like, so if you start well, you could probably have one in the beginning of the month and at the end of the month.
Okay.
So it's just like moderation. So it's not like you can completely cut off cheat days, but it's just like, as long as that's not something that becomes routine again.
Yeah, I feel like you need a cheat day to like keep the cravings in check.
Definitely. You know? Oh yeah, of course. And I mean, you deserve it. Because, I mean, it's basically a self-reward for working so hard just to, you know, lose the weight or anything. So, yeah, I mean, you deserve a treat. So.
Nice.
That doesn't translate to relationships, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
man. You choose to be in one.
Don't cheat.
Remain solid.
No cheat days, man. At the beginning and the end of the month.
Remain solid.
Yes. No, you gotta stay on a steady path.
Have your cake and
eat
it, too.
On a straight and narrow tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Trick, you know, about maybe like, because I have a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a good way to maybe like curb that sweet tooth crave sometimes, or maybe not have some?
Oh,
so when I have my sweet tooth, I have it like all in the same day. So I'll just go, I'll buy some candy. I might buy like a couple things of candy. I might just eat it like all in one day, or I'll like periodically like eat it like here. Like, I'm weird about it. I'll buy a box of candy and then I'll eat like a good half of it, throw it in my my drawer, won't even touch it, and then I'll come back and finish it. So to curve it, I would probably say it's really like self-restraint, to be honest with you.
Every time I'll be eating, like, it's like, yeah, I just want like at least like
I know at GNC, you might know what I'm talking about. They have like these gummies. It's like candy, but it's a healthier alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. I gave both y'all.
The CBD gummies?
No, they're not CBD. They're not.
The ones that you gave us?
Those weren't CBD gummies. You thought they were CBD?
But I thought they were.
Oh,
they were CBD gummies.
Wow.
Well, we went to Hulk's house, and I had a pack of gummies with me. You might not remember.
Oh, okay, never mind. Those were all gummies. Yeah. I remember now. Yeah, we watched in the... Yeah.
They come in like little packs. They have like a Swedish fish flavor, which is disgusting, and they have a bunch of other ones.
I remember
Sour Patch Kids, and they're pretty good, and they're healthier.
I remember seeing them on like a little clip strip that we had in the store, but no one really came in and bought those. So, but I know what you're talking about. But no, that is a good alternative.
So like one things. More thing about the fitness for people who are just starting out in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
In let's say a couple words, sense. What would your advice be? Like, boom.
For new
people in the gym.
For newcomers, follow your goal, man. Like, honestly, don't look at everybody else in the gym. Just follow what you know. Follow what's best. Always be willing to learn. And always identify good advice and bad advice. Because people could tell you something that may not work for you. Mm-hmm. Someone could genuinely help you out and you could just take that info and run. So just always just follow your regimen, follow your goals and go from there.
Nice. That's very well said. Now, getting away from the fitness thing, let's turn from KC Strength to Sean Claremont.
Oh, let's separate the individual from the page. Well, so, first of all, sorry. What does KC stand for?
So it's weird. So I was having like issues coming up with like a solid page name. So I just, it's like KC was just like my initials and my name. So like SKC, Sean Christopher Claremont. So then I was just like, all right, KC Strength.
Oh, it's backwards.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So the Christopher is spelled with a K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris.
Yeah.
Always.
What are we going to ask? Separating the individual from the
page. We're separating KC Strength.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking Sean, putting him over here.
Okay.
Let's get to know more about Sean. We were talking a little bit before we started recording. Used to watch wrestling. Mm-hmm. You're into basketball.
Where are you from?
Sierra Vista, Arizona. So my parents were, yeah, they were both in the army. So they just bounced around. Like after I was born, like we bounced around the entire country, like Washington, Kansas, Texas. Florida. Then we were like back and forth from like Miami to here because I had my aunt and my cousins. They lived in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were just back and forth for like a good couple years.
Okay.
But I didn't live in like the, I noticed I didn't really live in like the good part of Miami. It was just like the little rural, like mm-hmm. the little just decent, it was a decent area.
Okay.
Where was your favorite spot that you landed? The one where you're like, oh man, I'm not trying to leave.
Man, be honest with you, I didn't really do a lot of traveling. Like just, I've been to.
I think you're saying like.
Like when your family moving, bouncing around.
Bouncing mm-hmm. around, which place were you like, man, I really didn't want to move from there.
Oh, man. I totally forgot we lived in Maryland. So I think when we left Maryland, because that's where they were stationed. So I didn't want to leave there because like, I had like a really good group of friends. The park was like down the street. We had this little two-story place that they were stationed at the time. I thought it was a pretty solid place. And then we left. I was like, I was really bummed out. So, but yeah, we really bounced around a lot, like just as a kid. Mm-hmm. And that's where my little brother was born too. So it was really, really fun time.
Maryland got a special place for you.
Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite things to do besides workout?
Be honest with you, reading. Like I may not look like it, but I bought a book by my favorite athlete, Derrick Rose. He came out with his own book, his Derek very Rose first
book.
Yeah, I bought it.
Where did you get that?
$25 on Amazon. No, not breaking the bank.
Yeah, it's pretty good for a book.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I'll Show You.
Oh
yeah,
put him on the spot there.
He said, "I'll show you."
Yeah,
so Rose can go upstairs.
Basically, so
too fast, too strong, too quick.
For Windy City Assassin. Yeah,
come on, youngest MVP ever. Stop playing.
Yeah. So basically, the book right now is just going over like his whole career from like just birth and just like how he transitioned into school and then living in Chicago and basically what his mom had to do for him. And then he went to high school. And then I think right now I'm in the parts of the book is where he was talking about him going to school in Memphis.
Okay.
Or for college.
Yeah.
And then because I know like shortly afterwards, then he'll probably talk about when he was drafted to Chicago.
Yeah, probably.
And so but the book is really good so far. I mean, I enjoy it because, you know, like since he's my favorite athlete. So, I mean.
So you read, you got sports. Are you a gamer at all?
Oh, of course. Not. I'm a casual gamer, but I can get on the stage. The
important question.
PlayStation.
Okay. Man, I was about to say, I'm saying, if you say Xbox, you need to leave the house.
He knew it was coming. He knew it was coming.
Oh, no, I already asked. He knew everybody. It was coming. Oh, yeah, okay, PlayStation. Cool. It's of course.
We're going to have to.
PlayStation.
We're going to have to add you on that. Yeah, man.
Bro, I was trying to get Cody on Warzone, but he like, nah, I don't play. I'm like, what?
I'm trash at all the shooting games.
Dog, so am I, but I got.
Nah, Warzone is mad crazy. It's like, you got to buy shit, and like, there's like a whole game
with
mode.
Real currency?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a whole game mode to where you just collect money.
So he talked. Oh, you talking about plunder? Yeah, you talking about plunder?
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
but then you take that money and then you can use it in the battle royale. Yeah, I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, he talking about plunder. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
What's your PlayStation name?
Sean KC _. It'll.
You have Akuma?
Yeah.
That's my guy. Yeah.
Dang, everybody got the app because I got the app too.
Friend request.
I just got the notie right now.
Because I mean, if you're not busy on Sundays.
Nah, I work on Sundays.
Oof.
Yeah, I work on the weekends. So. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we'll get you on there. we'll get you on there.
Might have to call out.
No, don't let public see this.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, besides Warzone, what do you play?
Man, play anime, fighting games.
What fighting games?
Street. Nah, cause I used to, but it's the same game every year. Exactly. So, I just got to the point where I was just like, nah, I'm done.
It's just a roster update.
Basically, yeah, we playing $60 for a roster update. Yep, it's unbelievable. But Tekken, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
Tekken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Dragon.
You said Mortal Kombat? You said, wait, Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, I got DBZ.
Which one?
Which one? There's many. Which one you got?
Well, it's for PS2, but...
Oh, Budokai?
Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop it. We gotta get a PS2.
Man.
Yeah.
Dog, I've been wanting to play old school games for months now.
Like, we need to get a GameCube.
Oh, dog.
Do you have a Switch?
No.
Ooh.
But you guys y'all play Smash?
I got it in the room right now.
Oh my, yo, we gonna have to
pause
this.
Bro, don't do that. We could do that.
Bro,
who do you play with?
Who's your main?
Cloud.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Who is the most overrated character? Or I'm sorry, overpowered character in the game?
I think there's a lot. There's like Bowser, Ganondorf. Who are the heavy hitters? Overpowered?
Cloud.
No.
Cloud is not.
King K. Rool is the most overpowered player in the game. Oh. And that's all Aaron uses.
Listen. No. Listen to me. I use King K. Rool.
Mm-hmm.
I use Roy.
Mm-hmm.
I use Little Mac.
Okay. Dog, same.
But no, Chuck can't talk. He cannot talk.
Dang.
No, listen. Chuck, Charles, Peter, Tabasco, Lobosco, Smokey Smoke, Chuck challenged me.
Mm-hmm.
We had, it was called a Smash Showdown, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Switch Night Showdown.
A little tournament.
And so the rules were this. It was straight tournament style, no platforms, no items, same stage.
Ooh,
right?
Straight up skills.
Yeah, you have three characters.
Uh-huh.
If you lose, you can change your character. If you win, you have to keep your character.
Okay.
So my character.
Five stock, right?
Five stock, yep.
Okay.
My character was a King K. Rool.
Mm-hmm.
Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Little Mac.
Okay, now Roy is a little OP.
He chose Cloud.
Okay.
And I don't know who else.
Mm-hmm.
I bodied him.
Oof.
First match.
Oh.
With King K. Rool. I swept him. He switched his character three times.
Four.
Bodied
sweet.
Him. And then he said, okay, cool. So we ran it back. I beat him with five different characters.
Oh, man.
Back to back.
Then
they're getting mad at me for using King.
I
used King K one time.
Uh-huh.
I beat him four other times.
Man.
With different characters.
Oh, my God.
So. That's so cat. And then he says, oh, I wasn't playing serious. You're only saying that because you lost.
Nah, I don't remember that part, so I don't know.
Now I'm making up stuff. Catch L's and now I'm making up stuff.
As I recall, the only one to defeat K-Rule that night was Samus.
Yeah, Jesse beat me with Samus.
Ooh, that's a good character. So, yeah, I use a little bit of Samus. I'm not really good.
We could play. We could. After this.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep.
My controllers are probably dead, so that's probably dead. I broke my controls today on the Switch. Dang, oof. Bro. But yeah, so.
You raged?
I was about to say.
You raged?
Yeah. Oh,
the little knob just came right off.
Oh, ooh. Man. They are pretty fragile, though.
Dang.
On the Switch.
Oh, yeah. Them serious gaming? Oh, yeah.
They're pretty fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So you play Smash. We could play. I don't have Tekken.
Mm-hmm.
But
I got it on the PS4, but I'll be honest with you. Like, the previous games all the way up until Tekken 7 were better, in my opinion.
I could respect it.
Yeah, because I'm just not really feeling the roster. Like,
tag team was my favorite.
Tag team and two, yeah, that was better.
Tag team was my favorite.
Yeah.
Then you beat the game and go bowling.
Oh, of course. Oh yeah, they got that feature on Tekken 7.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if anything, I just play bowling and then I don't even fight because it's just boring.
What else we got? We got anything else? Some rapid fire questions.
If you got them,
I mean, I got a couple.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
To wrap it up, when you go in the gym, legs or arms?
Legs.
All right. What's your least favorite thing to work out?
Be honest with you, I really don't have a least, but
he told me shoulders today.
No, I told him the weakest part of my body is shoulders.
Okay.
So probably like I don't really know. Be honest with you, because I mean I train everything equally, but I don't know. Shoulders right now has just been disappointing, be honest with you.
What else we got? What's your favorite food?
Man, probably hamburgers. Always been hamburgers.
Okay. Oh, Dave would like this. Who's your favorite football team?
Philly.
Okay. Ah, drove more of a wedge between me and Sean.
Hold on. Please tell me you're not a Cowboys fan.
No, hell no.
Oh, thank
stop
you.
It.
Jesus.
No, I'm a Giants fan.
I mean,
so I could respect. I respect the Eagles.
Yeah, I respect the Giants.
I don't like in the NFC East are the Redskins and the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, I can't stand them boys.
Why don't you like the Redskins?
I just never did.
They're gonna make some noise.
We was just having this conversation earlier at the gym. He was like,
Eagles, I could respect.
Yeah, I respect the Giants. It's just I can't stand the Cowboys.
I can't stand the Cowboys.
No, because I got Cowboy. Friends that are Cowboys fans, they always talking about every year. I'm like, why wasn't it the previous year? Like, come on, man. It's always, next year. I'm like,
last
all
right. Time they did something.
Was I even born?
No, I think.
Bro, what was it? Early? It was the early 90s?
Yeah, I was born in 96.
So. Like, come on, man.
Y'all not doing anything, Cowboys. Y'all need to stop.
For real. Like, nah. I just can't stand the Cowboys.
All right, let's do a couple more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. A
couple more rapid fire questions. Mornings or nights?
Nights.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast.
Yeah, of course. What's your favorite podcast?
You already know, man. What are we on right now?
You almost had
him. You already know.
It is about the chocolate.
You already know.
All right. Man, let me get this drop ready. You know, I'm not ever prepared.
Yeah. You're stranded on an island. What's the last three albums you'd have on that island?
And that's crazy.
Oh, last three albums? That's a good question.
Oh, last three albums?
Or just like three albums you like only could listen to when you pick them.
2014 Forest Hill Drive. Man, I'm about to scroll through my phone right now. I mean, it's crazy. You could like give me like, man, don't make me choose. People about to start unfollowing me.
Fuck them.
Forest Hill Drive.
I don't know, man. Like you
gave him a tough question.
I don't know, cause I mean, I listen to music, but lately all my music has just been like indie artists or like artists. They're not necessarily indie, but it's just like it's between like indie and just like they have a following, but not a really big following to be mainstream. I've really just been listening to them lately, cause I honestly feel like their music, as far as just like lyrics and just production, has just been like a lot better.
Go ahead, just name like two of them.
So the guys I've been listening would be Shaq is Dope and Darren Falana, be honest with you. Like, those are two dudes right now that I just been on repeat.
I have to check them out.
Yeah. Oh, Shaq is Dope is really good. Like, if you, Toronto artists, I think they're both from Toronto, to be honest with you.
You're crazy, fam. You're crazy.
I don't know what it is, but dudes from Toronto, it's just like, it's just different.
They got some hitters up there.
Yeah, but it's just like, these are dudes that are just like under the radar, so. Mm.
All right, with that being said, let's get into, am I turned up?
Yeah, you good.
I'm turned up. Let's get into the melting pot. All right, it's melting pot time, baby. You know what it is. Normally, I would pick on Charles P and make him go first, but this time, Cody. Who are you throwing in the melting pot?
Melting pot for today would be, I'd say, Tory Lanez.
Just cuz?
Yep.
Right, shout out Tory Lanez. Sean? Matter of fact, no, you go last. You're the guest.
Okay.
My melting pot selection is going to be my Auntie Heather. She lived in New York. Then she moved to North Carolina. But she posted on Facebook that she wanted a podcast to listen to. By the time she listens to this, she will know well about melted chocolate. So shout out to you, Auntie Heather. And I hope Josh is doing good because I miss him.
I'm going to walk back my pick.
Okay.
So my pick is my cousin Alex. Her birthday is, by the time this is over, or by the time this is out, it'll been her birthday.
So. Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday.
Make sure she listens to this.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. This is the first time ever that someone's taken someone out of the melting pot.
Dang.
Gotta be a first for everything.
History has been made.
All right, Sean. Your guest honorary pick for the melting pot is,
I would probably say my followers, man. Like, just everybody's just been supporting me, and you guys, like, especially. Like, I basically just always make sure I thank everybody just following, just, you know, just watching. You know, I always see people just telling me, just giving me positive feedback about what I've been doing is good. So I mean, thank you to everybody. Thank you for those who are listening, and thank you for those who follow. So shout out to them, be honest.
Shout out to all the followers. Shout out to the followers of Melted Chocolate as well. All right, you guys keep supporting us. Make sure you follow Sean at where?
KC_Strength_
on Instagram. Follow Cody at where?
OH_JLDY.
Follow myself at AP Flacco. That's APFLACCO. Follow Chuck at Charles Peter Lobosco.
Charles.Lobosco.
Follow Jesse at Jesse1.0.
Jesse J1.0.
Also, follow my main page, KC14th.
Yeah.
Follow KC14th. All right. Get that music playing.
I got it. Go ahead and keep talking.
Hey. Oh, this is a return, huh?
Did we play this last time?
Not last time, but we played it before.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Well, wait.
We can edit this out, right?
No, this thing's good. No? It's okay. Fine. There's nothing wrong with this.
Not right. Getting demonetized. All
right. No, we're not getting paid for this, so we're good.
Oh, yeah.
We good.
Man.
All right. Nice choice there. Signing out for Chuck and Jesse and Cody, Sean.
Peace.
This is, you know, your average guy, AP. Saying have a good time, have a good day. Thanks for listening. We appreciate all support.
Appreciate y'all having
me. We will see you next week. Yes, thank you for coming on the show.
Man, nah, for sure. Thank you.
Really appreciate that. We'll have to have you on again as well.
Oh, of course.
So tune in next week for I guess another guest.
Yep.
All right, might do some flaunting. I don't know.
Ooh.
So we'll catch y'all next time, all right? Peace out.
Off the porch and then I hopped inside the Porsche. Hey, fuck being the side nigga, I'ma be the main course. Whip the rolls like a young nigga made. I ain't tryna die young, so I ride with one. Still 10 toes.